Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Boundaries in Dating, How Healthy Choices Grow Healthy Relationships is a Practical Christian Relationship Guide by Henry Cloud and John Townsend. Written for single adults navigating dating, it argues that healthy romance depends less on chemistry and more on character, responsibility, and clear limits. The book adapts the author's earlier boundaries framework to the specific pressures of dating, including physical intimacy, emotional attachment, friendship, conflict, and the temptation to ignore warning signs. Rather than treating dating as a search for the perfect partner, it presents it as a season for discernment, honesty, and growth. Its purpose is both diagnostic and instructional. It helps readers notice unhealthy patterns, set appropriate limits, and evaluate whether a relationship has the qualities needed for a future marriage. The result is a grounded manual for people who want to date intentionally without losing personal values or self-respect. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book treats dating as a setting for boundary making, not just partner finding. A central idea in the book is that dating is not merely a waiting period before marriage, but a relational process that reveals how two people handle freedom, responsibility, and self-control. Cloud and Townsend frame boundaries as necessary because dating naturally creates ambiguity. People may be attracted, emotionally involved, or physically expressive before they have clarity about long-term compatibility. The authors argue that without limits, dating can drift into confusion, dependence, or compromise. Their boundary model helps readers ask practical questions about what is appropriate to share, how quickly to move, and where responsibility begins and ends. This is significant because it shifts the focus away from passive hope and toward active discernment. The relationship is not judged only by feelings, but by whether both people can respect limits and act maturely. In this way, boundaries are presented as a way to protect the dating process from becoming emotionally chaotic or morally ungrounded. Secondly, character matters more than chemistry when choosing whom to date. The book repeatedly emphasizes that attraction alone is not a reliable guide for choosing a partner. Cloud and Townsend encourage readers to look for character qualities such as honesty, maturity, accountability, and self-discipline, because these traits shape whether a relationship can handle stress and move toward commitment. Chemistry may create energy, but character determines whether that energy becomes trust or turmoil. This distinction matters because many dating problems arise when people overlook patterns of dishonesty, irresponsibility, or emotional instability simply because the relationship feels exciting. The authors also discuss the need to distinguish between major character defects and minor annoyances, which helps readers avoid both naive idealism and unrealistic pickiness. Their approach is neither cynical nor romanticized. It asks readers to evaluate behavior over time and in different settings. By doing so, the book offers a more durable standard for relationship discernment than emotional intensity alone can provide. Thirdly, friendship is presented as the foundation that keeps romance honest. One of the book's most distinctive themes is its insistence that healthy dating should preserve and deepen friendship. The authors see friendship as more than a pleasant extra. It is a test of mutual respect, shared values, and genuine interest in the other person as a whole individual. When friendship is present, dating becomes less manipulative and more transparent, because both people have space to know each other beyond immediate romantic pressure. This also supports the book's concern about separating platonic relationships from romantic pursuit. Cloud and Townsend suggest that people need clarity about motives so that closeness does not become a substitute for commitment or a form of emotional confusion. Friendship also creates room for conversation, honesty, and conflict resolution without the exaggeration that sometimes accompanies romance. In practical terms, this means dating should not isolate two people from their wider support systems or distort ordinary relational patterns. The result is a model of romance that is more grounded, less possessive, and more compatible with long-term trust. Fourthly, the authors address physical and emotional limits as concrete dating problems. The book is especially practical in the way it treats boundaries around physical involvement, emotional availability, finances, and personal responsibility. Cloud and Townsend do not leave these issues as vague moral ideals. They present them as areas where dating often becomes unhealthy when people avoid clarity. Physical limits matter because escalating intimacy can create pressure faster than a relationship has earned trust. Emotional limits matter because people can become attached before they have the evidence needed for wise commitment. Financial limits matter because money can create obligation, dependency, or false seriousness. The book also warns against taking responsibility for another person's behavior in ways that enable dysfunction. This is an important correction because many people confuse love with rescue. By naming these specific categories, the authors make boundaries actionable rather than abstract. Their advice is ultimately about preventing premature entanglement and making sure that affection does not replace judgment. That practical focus is a major reason the book remains useful for readers who want concrete guidance instead of general advice. Lastly, Conflict and warning signs should be addressed early rather than explained away. Another major theme is the need to respond honestly when dating problems appear instead of excusing them through denial, fear, or hope that the other person will change later. Cloud and Townsend argue that unresolved disrespect, repeated immaturity, or patterns of deception are not minor inconveniences if they reveal deeper issues in character or relational skill. The book encourages readers to confront problems directly, but in a measured and respectful way that preserves dignity while still setting limits. This approach reflects the author's broader belief that love includes truthfulness and accountability, not just acceptance. They also stress that a dating relationship is one of the best places to observe how someone handles correction, disagreement, and responsibility. If conflict cannot be handled well in dating, it is unlikely to improve automatically in marriage. This makes the book valuable as a diagnostic tool. It teaches readers to notice patterns early, act before they become entrenched, and evaluate whether the relationship is truly safe and sustainable. In conclusion, Boundaries in Dating is best suited for singles who want a structured, values-based approach to romantic relationships, especially readers who have experienced confusing, rushed, or unhealthy dating dynamics. It is also useful for people who want to think more carefully about compatibility, physical limits, emotional dependence, and the role of friendship in romance. The book stands out in the relationship advice category because it does not simply encourage confidence or communication in general terms. Instead, it gives a specific framework for evaluating conduct, setting limits, and distinguishing serious character concerns from superficial frustrations. That makes it more practical than many books that focus mainly on attraction or dating strategy. Its Christian orientation is central to its perspective, so it will resonate most strongly with readers who value biblical language and moral clarity. Even so, its emphasis on self-control, honesty, and responsibility gives it broader relevance. For readers seeking a dating guide that is both principled and operational, this book offers a clear and memorable model for making better relational choices. If you would like to support Henry Cloud, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.